Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
I was once asked by an international speaker to go to his native country, India, on a 10-day missions trip. Each day we spoke in small churches scattered throughout central India. At one point during the trip, our guide announced we were near the town where the great missionary John Hyde operated for many years. John Hyde, or Praying Hyde as he was called, was undoubtedly one of the greatest intercessors that ever walked the earth. John Hyde understood what it meant to pray through. Each morning he would go to the chapel, get on his knees, and cry out to God for one soul. Through tears, groaning, and choking sobs, he would cry for hours until he broke through, until he knew that God had given him the one soul. Then he would get up, go out, and find that one person and lead him to Christ. After a year, he asked God for two salvations. This he did each day. After a year, he asked God for two salvations a day. The following year, for three. The fourth year, for four. And his prayers were answered. John grew up in Carthage, Illinois, the son of a faithful Presbyterian pastor. His father, Smith, prayed often that God would send laborers into the harvest. At the time, the late 1800s, there were 100 million people in India who had not heard of Jesus Christ. Little did Smith know that his own son, John, would later be called to the vast mission field of India.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.